Chapter 1. The First Step. Understanding Diabetes. Jane Gillian was an obese 56-year-old when she became seriously ill and was hospitalized. She experienced an embolic stroke, paralyzing her left side, and while at the hospital, they also found that she had severe diabetes. Jane had a family history of diabetes. Both parents were overweight and diabetic. Her medical history included high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and placement of 2 medicated stents in her coronary arteries. When she was admitted to the hospital with an HbA1c of 9.6 and a blood pressure of 200 over 100, Jane was on 2 blood pressure medications as well as other prescription pills. She was placed on insulin and remained in the hospital for almost a month. Finally, she was discharged, wheelchair-bound, and on 2 insulin injections a day for a total of 60 units daily, plus 8 other medications, including 3 blood pressure-lowering medications. A friend recommended Jane Reed eat to live, and 1 month later, she started the Nutritarian diet. Her insulin needs soon tapered and then stopped. Her results on the high-nutrient diet were exciting. 3 years later, Jane has lost a total of 117 pounds. Her weight went from 248 to 131 pounds. Her HbA1c and glucose levels are in the non-diabetic range. She is no longer diabetic. Her cholesterol dropped from 219 to 152. Triglycerides from 174 to 66. Her blood pressure, which used to run around 160 over 80 on the 2 blood pressure medications, now runs around 125 over 75 without any blood pressure medications. The best news of all is that Jane is no longer in a wheelchair and can walk on a treadmill set at a 15-degree incline for more than 15 minutes. Diabetes mellitus is a chronic disease that causes serious health complications, including renal, kidney failure, heart disease, stroke, and blindness. As mentioned, this serious disease has seen a drastic increase in the number of Americans who are affected. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a 2011 report stating that over 25 million Americans are currently plagued by diabetes. That's an increase of 15%, or 3 million people, in only 2 years, and over 700% in the last 50 years. More than 40% of Americans aged 20 years and older have either diabetes or prediabetes, according to a review of data from the 2005-2006 National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. Approximately 30% of adults older than 60 have been diagnosed with diabetes, and its prevalence is the same in men and women. Many people are either unaware that they are diabetic or are in a pre-diabetic state that will lead to diabetes within a few years. The standard American diet, SAD, causes susceptible individuals to develop diabetes. Unfortunately, most people in America are eating themselves into a premature grave. The American diet is at the core of our healthcare crisis, and diabetics suffer even more tragic medical complications, such as heart disease. Death from heart disease and risk for stroke is 3 times higher for diabetics. High blood pressure. 75% of diabetics have high blood pressure, 130 over 180 or higher. Blindness. Diabetes is the leading cause of new cases of blindness among adults. Kidney disease. Diabetes is the leading cause of kidney failure. Nervous system disease. The majority of diabetics develop nervous system impairments such as reduced feeling in the feet, impaired digestion, and erectile dysfunction. Amputations. Diabetes is the leading reason for limb amputations. Cancer. Diabetes increases the risk of cancer, including a 30% increase in colorectal cancer. Diabetes is also taking a huge financial toll on America. Our unhealthy eating habits may eventually bankrupt our nation. The average type 2 diabetic incurs $6,649 in healthcare costs directly attributable to diabetes per year. More than half of Americans will have diabetes or be pre-diabetic by 2020, at a cost of $3.35 trillion to the U.S. healthcare system if current trends go on unabated, according to analysis of a report released by United Health Group.